Less than 10 months after his father died, his first son was born. John Philip McQuiston, Jr. arrived in the midst of a midwinter snowstorm in January 1966. He didn't look like that then, but remember how stuck he was on making a good first impression.
I was in training with Goodrich down in Philadelphia, and I came back home because I knew they were having a storm, and she went to the hospital early because they thought she might have a baby at home if she didn't go to the hospital now.
Because we started hearing that the weather now, the storm, didn't look quite as innocent as it initially appeared, and they were bringing women in from the county and all that kind of stuff. Were they anywhere close to being near the delivery?
While Gay made it safely to the hospital, John missed the delivery. The storm kept him trapped at home.
I got home and then the storm hit, and I didn't get to the hospital for, I don't know, a day or two. She said, "I got one for you here. He's got a stem on him."
Now that they had a baby, they had to get ready for him. Normally, people do it the other way around, but not this time.
He was very superstitious, so he would not do anything. He didn't do anything. We had the crib, but he didn't do anything to paint it or anything like that until after you were born. Nor would he allow me to go buy anything. I had never had anything to do with babies. I was the youngest in my family, and nobody in mother's family had babies that I'm aware of or that I was around when I was growing up. We get Johnny home, and of course the first thing I have to do is change his diaper. I get the diaper off and I hit a total blank. I don't know what I'm supposed to do next and why I thought making any wrong move as far as changing diapers was concerned would endanger Johnny's life. I have no idea, but I was terrified I would do something wrong.
She called a friend who talked her through it. The novice parents did not get an easy baby to learn their nurturing skills on.
Poor little guy had colic. And the poor little guy used to be up a lot at night.
I was breastfeeding because that was supposed to be healthy. They get all the antibodies from the mother if you breastfeed and all this kind of stuff. And I'd no sooner get it down him than poor little thing would all back up again.
In fact, any sleep for any continuous length of time was an occasion worth documenting. But if John Jr.'s intestines agonized him, he didn't spend all of his infancy in misery.
He smiled a lot. These were not gas bubbles in these early pictures. He did smile a lot.
They were careful not to shower him with too much affection. Gay was afraid it would spoil him, something she later wished she did not believe.
My regret with Johnny was that I was afraid I was going to spoil him. So I never held him as much as I wanted to. Because I'd seen other people's babies spoiled and I didn't want to have a spoiled baby. And surprise.